Lee here. I was just thinking to myself here. I go, W2JKT. I didn't get you down on my list, buddy. This is John here in Simpsonville, K2YN. Over.
We talked like one day last week or something like that on my way home from work. Yeah, name here again is Eric. So, yeah, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, no, I didn't get your call down. I'm looking around now. I guess I didn't get the chance to write it down. Anyway, a beautiful day, as I'm sure it is for you, too. Had a little warmer than yesterday, but that's okay. And I bought a chair, used, through Amazon Marketplace. There was a perfect lab chair, a chair for my lab, and it was perfect for it. Heavy duty, definitely made for commercial service, industrial service, whatever, and super comfortable. $30, over.
Not like a bad deal at all, as long as it's comfortable and gets the job done. $30 ain't bad for anything these days. Yeah, I'm just driving up 85 here home from the office. I have about an hour ride, and Google's telling me that there's an accident up here somewhere that's going to delay me a few minutes, so that's always fun, but I only make this drive a couple days a week, so it's not terrible.
You're on 85. What exit are you near?
35, over.
Okay, so you're definitely west of, let's see, if you're on 85, yeah, west of Greenville.
Yes, and west, headed up through Greenville on my way up to Shelby, North Carolina. So, bit of a ride, but it's not too bad. It is a beautiful day for a little road trip, so I won't complain.
Yeah, as long as the drivers are okay, it's probably a good run. Middle of the day, too. Well, what time is it now? Yeah, you're not at peak time. So that's good, driving-wise. So that's good. Okay. Shelby. So you're right there. Your home is right there by the Hamfest?
My house is like 2.2 miles or so from the campground there. I'm waiting for this left lane camper to get out of my way. But yeah, no, I moved to Shelby about a month ago, just in time for the Hamfest. I had been many, many times over the years, and I had been living down near Clemson University, and I decided to make the move because the university is trying to double in size, and traffic and congestion and just, you know, the presence of college shenanigans, you know, got to the point where it was more than I was willing to take any longer. So I decided to pull up stakes, move to a cool little town in North Carolina. Just so also happens that my YL lives there with her kids. And so, you know, we can now get to make a run of it because I live just across town now. So it all works for everyone.
Very convenient, especially with your significant other there. So you, right across town. Perfect. Perfect. So, let's see, what day is this? Monday. What's your other day to go up there, go out to this place you just visited? You said you do it two times a week?
In the office two or three days a week usually, so it varies. It changes week to week just based on the business need or whatever. I manage a small team of engineers, so you know, just whenever I'm needed, I go in, and you know, if I'm able to get all my meetings and stuff done at home, I prefer to do that. And you know, everybody on my team has the same ability to do that if they need to. You know, all my engineers can work from home on days that they can. So we try not to have to drag everybody into the office all the time. You know, it's a nice little perk that kind of survived the pandemic. And yeah, it's a pretty good arrangement. I'm now passing another ham guy who appears to be talking on another radio, KG4MUK. I don't know if he's on this repeater, but he's driving a cute F-150 there with a big antenna hanging off the back. So I don't know if he's here, but wants to check in. But anyway, I'll turn it back over to you. This is W2JKT.
W2JKT. This is K2YN. Okay. Well, he's probably on the HF bands. A lot of these larger antennas are base-loaded for 40 through 10 meters, you know, like the Tar Heels antenna or I saw, I had a friend about 30 years ago that had a van, and he couldn't ham from his rental apartment, so he did it all from his van. And I used to joke with him. I said, you look like Sputnik, I'm telling you. Every kind of antenna possible on a van. Over.
Yeah, I think this was some kind of VU antenna with radials on it or something. I guess it could have been a screwdriver, but I didn't really get a good close look at it. But yeah, fine business on Sputnik. I had a guy down in Clemson not long ago, had a Suburban. We called it the Porcupine because it had so many antennas on it. Over.
Yeah, they're out there. They're out there, these hardcore mobile operators. I've known several. The other one that cracks me up a little bit, but for creativity, it's right up there at the top. I've known three hams over my 55 years on the radio. Three hams that use their gutters for dipoles, or in terms of whatever they figured out. But usually they do balance feed line, and one side's on the back gutter, and you just load them up. Over.
On me, I actually bought a radio and an amplifier from a guy down in Georgia not too many years ago, who was the same deal. He lived in an association that did not allow antennas, so he loaded up his rain gutters and operated about 800 watts on HF from there. So yeah, I've definitely seen it done, but only by one guy. So you got two on me.
It's a special phone call. I'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
JKT listening.